The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John. There's Brady. Brett. Toledo. Here we go. Perfect Thursday. This is going to be when we start going, hey, this is a great time to come visit Phoenix. And that's when everybody's going to come visit us. And we need to start doing some stupid stuff. We need to start acting kind of dumb here. All these outsiders are going to come in and see the 70-degree weather.
It's a little late in the game now.
Well, we got a lot of stupid, but I mean, let's let the normal folks start acting pretty stupid, too. Not necessarily harmful to others, but the city's going to be on display here for the next week, and it looks like, just looking at weather and things like that, we're going to get a lot of people from Philadelphia wandering around going, I know they don't have any water, but I'd still love to live there. And they're going to move here. And it's the last thing we want. Can't remember our last plan when we're like, let's keep the weirdos out. But we need something. We need Carrie Lake. You know what we need to do is put Carrie Lake on TV every day. Like, just talking about stuff. Just losing her mind a little bit. She says crazy stuff. We need some of our loonier people.
LED screens set up throughout the city.
Sheriff
like those
Joe.
Movies where
yeah.
they're just...
yeah, like futuristic movies yeah. where there's a nutball on TV. Always, everyone dance, you know, like we have a big brother
drink
problem.
Drink your potion.
Then they'll go back to Philadelphia and go, I didn't know about Phoenix, but they got these screens tell you what to do.
We should put Carrie Lake as the official tourism host yes. for everybody.
Welcome, yes. unless... Yeah, Mormons all over the place that we don't accept anything but Mormonism. Anything that you believe that's different is wrong. Sheriff Joe's got to talk. We got to put all of our loopy strangeness on display along with this incredible weather that just spotlights how perfect our city is. The last thing we want is Philadelphians rolling in here thinking that they're welcome. They're not. They're kind of an innocuous bunch. The Kansas City gang is sort of a... They're just a group of peeps that show up and bring nice
Midwestern
barbecue.
Mix.
Yeah, they're just kind of a... They're the forgotten gray faces of
humanity.
This is
fun. Thanks for a good time.
They seem nice. You never remember them. Nice people doing, you know, cocaine on the side, but keeping it to themselves. They're the old-fashioned American, you know what I mean? They keep everything in line. Philly's not that way, and we've got a load of them on their way in. And it's right now, I just checked, 18 degrees in Philadelphia today, 70 degrees here. Once they get a taste that this exists... Oh, we need to raise our housing prices back way up, like unaffordable.
The rude factor would go up.
So the H&H Ranch downtown, right?
Did you guys rent that?
You're not allowed.
Really?
Right.
Man.
It's got somewhat of an offer.
People can borrow it.
Got sort of, no. Well, yeah, you know, I'm not against having guests.
Hey, showed up.
I got guests. Who's, you got to tell the, you know, I don't want to be like the folks in Queen Creek that scream and yell every time the HOA tries to tell them that they can't have something and then they act like it's a freedom of speech issue. But, you know, I can't have guests stay at the place for a few days.
Yeah.
For $5,000 a night, which was an initial kind of like, this is what I've got for you. Or would you be interested?
Yes.
Wildly so. But it's frowned upon and you can lose the whole shebang.
But would they kick you out?
I mean, they've got...
How do they know?
How do they know? That's the question, and I'm really kind of debating that whole thing.
Fake IDs.
Fine.
This guy's John Holmberg.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyrone is John Holmberg.
Hi, my name's John Holmberg. Swedish disc jockey on K-Pud. K-Pud is the station.
I know you're not him.
We're very close friends.
Describe him.
White guys all look alike to me. I can't tell. I don't know.
Crackers look alike.
Crack all look the same. Why are you giving me so much heat? But yeah, it's tempting. I mean, there's some temptation. You start looking around and seeing, you know, they said on the radio this morning, those Hampton Inns, if you've got a little kitchen, it's $2,000 a night.
Yeah.
Hampton Inn Suites is $2,000 a night.
I heard Motel 6 was like
$800 or $900. It's almost $900 on the one in Glendale. Wow. And that's the one that's making national news, that they're charging $700 to $900 a night for a Motel 6 and getting it. I went to Dallas and my hotel room, I bought tickets and my friend got all the rest of the stuff because he wasn't going to be able to kick in for tickets. He goes, I'll get the rooms and I'll get, I'll cover our transportation and I'll get you the flight. And we go, all right. That probably set him back $2,000. And we had I can't remember the place we stayed. It was like a Hilton Garden Inn. Basic room, two beds, TV, bathroom. That was it.
Just needed a bed and a clean bathroom.
That's it. And that's all. And we weren't there at all, just to sleep. But man, oh man. I mean, the prices they were getting for that were pretty good. And there was an ice storm in Dallas. So it kind of lowered everything for last minute people. Anyway, we're about to get inundated.
I have a couple of friends that packaged up two places in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
$30,000 and the other one's $35,000. Yeah. Includes a driver.
Oh, you get the driver.
Eight any day tickets to the Open.
Oh, wow.
And two rounds of golf.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, eight people can stay in this.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And they're probably going to get it.
It's tempting, though. $5,000 a night for four nights is $20,000 for something I wasn't going to use anyway. I mean,
it's frowned upon here, and you sign papers in the HOA that says you can't have it.
There's probably some sort of a fine they'd get to kick back. But they'd do it. If they got open apartments, I bet you they're renting them for ridiculous short-term fees.
I can't rent it. I'll let you use it for a couple of nights. If you want to tip me, you can.
Arr.
And here's a recommended tip.
Anyway.
$5,000.
Leave it in an envelope.
Just for the record, I do have a lot of friends that I'm meeting for the very first time coming in. I think are going to stay with me downtown. Just for the on-air record, just so nobody... Doug's got friends, too. Hopkins, TV's Doug Hopkins. Friends coming in from out of town he's never met. That might be, generous enough to just open our doors. You know what I'm saying? If they're generous enough. Boy, it would be great, though. And that's the problem. You get those apartment deals where they keep you from making any money, but they can make all of it. That's garbage, man. I'm complaining because this would have been in my pocket. But, yeah, it's tempting. You see these prices. It's tempting just to move all your stuff out of your house and go, drive around for a couple. I'd live in my car for a couple days if I'm pulling $40,000 out of my place. And that's what I could get $30,000 for mine, my house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's got a gym. It's got,
workout facility.
A workout facility.
Pool, spa.
That's right. It's got a sauna, a bar, pool table. Oh, we could do some damage in that one. Yeah, we could do.
Damn it. Not every one of them can get Super Bowl tickets. They got the game day in the
bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you do? Step it up for a couple more. Yeah, you could probably add another $5,000. It includes a bartender.
Oh, yeah. Me.
Yeah.
That way I could hang around, make sure they're not wrecking my stuff. That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
They were
not
saying,
doing it, but.
They were saying one guy was renting his house and then they were paying him an extra $2,000 to drive him back and forth to the game.
I've heard of that one, too.
Like, oh, my God.
They'll pay you to.
That's where the private driver kicks in.
They'll tote you. You tote you around, but it's you. You're just you in a little weird hat and fingerless gloves.
Call me Morgan Freeman. I'm driving Miss Daisy wherever the hell she wants to go for that kind of cake.
Where do you want to go and what time are we leaving?
That's what the two dudes are doing in Scottsdale.
Oh, for Christ's sake, an extra $2,000, I'll be Morgan Freeman. I'll take the risk. I'll put the freckles and the makeup on them.
How you doing there, everybody? It's time for us to go to the Super Bowl.
Are you in blackface, dude?
Every man has his price.
Whatever you want me
Whatever
to
Whatever you want.
Give you $5,000 to be Morgan Freeman, full blackface.
I'll be right back.
Damn it. Makeup's not good enough.
I'll do
Annie.
It. Annie. I'll get Annie Domi over there to do my, I need you to make me look exactly like Morgan Freeman. I know. No, it's bad. But it's going to pay for some stuff. Anyway, it's nuts. The money that's going to be tossed around this city in the next 10 days. Mind-numbing numbers. And they're going to throw it out.
The city made billions in this and that.
But though, individually, the stuff that's going to go back and forth here. It's going
to
be
crowds for the Open are going to extend out to Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh,
people are going to be watching it from those car dealerships across the little mound.
I've been invited to the Open for next Friday. It is a tough to think about going, tough to turn down.
Yeah,
because I want to see the absolute insanity that's going to be Friday. Saturday's going to be huge. Oh, it's going to be nuts. And I hate crowds, but that's going to be 300,000 people in one spot. It's going to be something to behold, I think. And normally the Phoenix Open is something to watch. This is going to be, not only is it going to be the normal people trying to find husbands after their miserable divorces, so they've gotten back in shape and they're in their heels sinking into the earth. This is going to be the Super Bowl ladies trying to find celebrity husbands, because there's going to be a lot of celebrities there. That changes everything.
I've heard about this event.
That changes everything. Not just finding, you know, a Thunderbird or friend of a Thunderbird that they're out there and they've got Phoenix money. We're talking international, you know, superstars wandering around the Phoenix Open and ladies desperate to bang them. It's going to be a whore off. And I have to watch that. I have to watch the whore off. I can't not watch the whore off. I'm going to the game.
This might be the year I get my long sleeve velour shirt, necklace, yeah, and a hubcap, and yeah, go as a just wander thunder around. Chicken.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bad idea to impersonate a Thunderbird this year, because the whore off around it is going to be insanity. I mean, I won't be surprised if there's girls just walking naked. Forget it. I'm throwing it up. I'm going until the cops tell me I can't. There's going to be nude ladies.
It's all yours, boys.
Just on a gurney with their legs up.
Sink it, Ricky. Sink, just push me in.
They're not even after the golfers, though. Like Floyd Mayweather's going to be wandering around. You're going to have all these people. You know, every NBA player that ever played that isn't currently in the league, they're going to be there. Football players all over. The pro athletes will be all over the Phoenix Open Friday and Saturday. And the ladies know that. They're going to be out there.
It's not about looks or money. It's just about love.
Uh-huh. I've been to the Phoenix Open. I've seen the female mind in action. You guys are worse than us. You are 10 times worse than us. It's not even close. It's about a sense of humor and love.
And a bigger opportunity for,
yeah,
a dude to dress up like a golf pro. Is he a player?
A bigger opportunity for dudes, $30,000 millionaires,
yeah,
to bang something that is so out of their depth. It's ridiculous. And then just leave. I got you back. I've got my ranch in Austin. I couldn't even get a hotel room. We're staying at a friend's place, but they're so.
Well, you could stay in mine at the Motel 6.
Wow. All right. Spending more money than that guy's ever had in his life on the Motel 6. The whore off is going to be complete, and it's a liar's festival. The women are going to lie about what they look like and who they are, and the men are going to lie about how much money they've got, and babies will be made. Babies will be made for Phoenix Open. And mix that in with the bargain basement Philadelphia people that'll be wandering around. I mean, that Philadelphia is basically, this is a lot to say. Sorry, Philadelphia. Kind of a poor man's Boston.
What's worse?
It's not easy.
Philly or Boston?
Well, they're one and the same. The wife of, Warner for the 49ers went public with saying, I'll never go to a game in Philadelphia again. Not only did I feel threatened, I didn't feel safe for my life. Because those people were so awful to anybody in 49ers gear. That is how sports used to be. You go into another team's facility wearing the opposing, in a playoff game, you wear the opposing team's gear, and you might get hit in the head with batteries. They keep them in their pockets. But she's like, I can't, I didn't feel safe for a minute there. But once they found out it was Fred Warner's wife, they're like, we'll kill her. We'll just kill her.
Pour some water on her. Get her water ice.
But, you know, what are you going to do? But they're coming here, so beware. And if you're like me normally, and you don't have tickets to anything, and you don't need to go, stay in your houses. You don't want to run into these idiots. Speaking of running into idiots, you see the dude on the freeway yesterday? It's been all over the news. He made a full, complete, successful crossing. Ran across the freeway in rush hour.
Frogger on the 10, yeah.
Did you see the dude in the semi-truck that has his camera on the dash, catches him, and he stops and gets skinny, and two semis go right by him. He hits the stop perfect, and two semis go left and right of him. It's like the Matrix. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and I highly suggest that no one ever does this.
It looked like Frogger.
It was, except crazy. For like the highest levels.
Yeah,
the cars are flying.
Crazy.
The dude made it all the way to the spot, realized, got to stop, and hits the skinny post. Boom, stops for a second, right around. It was like Brett's videos, only the guy made it.
Yeah.
But they're looking for him now. They're like, can't do that. So, you know, a few more stories like that where it seems like we're out of our minds. Maybe keeps Philadelphia away.
It's like the dude's going to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Now he feels empowered to do this every day. And we should encourage that guy to do it more and more and say, it's 3 o'clock, time for the freeway crosser. And he was like, what?
I think we
the
need
Phoenix
to,
tradition.
We need to start bussing people in from Maryvale and AJ and just descend right down there to the Super Bowl.
We should have a contest that says Apache Junction and Maryvale, Gila Bend. You've all won an all-expense paid trip to the parking lot of the Super Bowl. Just have a mill around.
We'll set up a tailgate for them.
What exactly did we win here, man? A ride to the stadium. We ain't got tickets. No,
meth
no tickets.
And 40s. We got it covered.
Sell your goods. Sell your wares.
There's a water ice down there.
Hey, get a water ice. Sell it to the Philadelphians. Got any meth in that water ice? Of course I got meth in the water ice, man. I'm not a rookie. I always got meth.
What are you dealing with?
What are you dealing with, man? We're Maryvale. Anyway, so it's it's interesting to see, and I don't like to see my city swarmed by horrible people, but it's going to happen next week. Philadelphia is here. They're loud.
It's been a little green invasion.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly. And that's just their faces. That's before they put their little jerseys on. Bunch of Napoleons running around, bunch of little Mark Wahlbergs. All they do is curls all day long and scream at their wives. All the domestic violence in those hotel rooms if the Eagles lose. Next Sunday night. Oh, my God. They spend that kind of money.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Philly throws that kind of dough around. If you're a wife of a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you should probably think about Sedona for the weekend. If they lose, you're going to get hit. You're just going to get hit. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. It's going to happen. It's going to occur.
Maybe higher the price at renting some of the cells in Florence or something.
Yeah, they should. A couple open cells down there in Florence. Get them in. Just get in early. Just a one-stop shop. And I'm surprised also that the Suns, looking at their schedule, they don't have another home game until the 14th of February. So the NFL kind of scheduled away from, or the NBA did, away from the Super Bowl.
They have a Valentine's game?
Yeah, Valentine's game, but it's after the Super Bowl. For the next 13 days, they're just not here. And usually that's like a way to really kind of spotlight your whole deal. It's probably a good thing. They lost by 50 last night, but, you start to wonder why they would hide that. Why just maybe the NBA and NFL said, we don't need these groups merging in this kind of way. It's nothing but drug problems. And of course,
imagine if they're playing the Sixers.
Ugh. Oh, yuck. All those little tiny loudmouths and Joel Embiid shirts.
Ugh. Coyote schedule.
Yeah. Well, the Coyotes, nobody even knows they're here. If the Flyers are here.
That's what I'm saying. They do everything.
What's wrong with this arena? There's only 3,000 seats. And then, because you get it where if you get too many athletes in a bunch, they start going to each other's games. The Suns crowd went nuts when Odell Beckham was there a month or so ago. Oh, he's wandering. There he goes. He's moving around. He's just walking and people lost. I can't imagine what it would be like with a real.
And in the past, they would always have, there would be golfers going to the game,
right,
too, every once in a while.
The Open will have that.
Yeah.
But I guess you don't want that because even already one of the Eagles players is not going to make it to the game. They're down to a roster of one less because their backup offensive lineman has been kicked off the team, basically. He's kind of on a list because he's been accused of rape and kidnapping.
Oops. Tough charges.
Yeah, it's a tough one to kind of overcome, but. He's in Brady's home state of Ohio. Surprising. He's an Ohio boy. O-H. And, he's in trouble for
raping. Kept it under control in high school.
As far as you know.
Right when he went to
at
Philly.
At least he wasn't charged with it. He felt like, it is normal. Josh Sills is his name. And they said that he's on the commissioner's list now. He's got to go to court. He can't play in the Super Bowl.
He got into one game.
Wonder if he still gets a ring.
He plays. He's done some special team stuff. He's on the roster. There's no dismissing the fact that dude's one of the 52. There were 100 people back in September. So,
but it's just, you're going to the Super Bowl. But you're going to be part of that.
Not anymore. And the weird thing about it is how football works. Because the Eagles have, and that's the attitude most people have, is, he's a backup. Yeah, he's a backup. We don't think about the fact that
doesn't.
Workplace has a rapist possibly there. And they're like, no big deal. He's a backup.
Don't affect our game.
But if that happened in our building, a rape happened and it was newsworthy, it would be KUPD employee. We would have news people talking to us constantly. It would be
He's a part-timer.
And as always, he's here mostly. He's a promotions kid. We know him. Sure, he's been here. He's been on the team the whole time. Anyway, life goes on. We move on without ever really having a problem with it. Any other industry, any other thing, and it'll be a distraction. They always call it, will this be a distraction to the team? Not really. If he was a starter. But because he's a backup and he raped somebody, it's not going to affect the game. And it's such a weird thing because this building, if somebody at KDKB who just works down the hall, kind of unaffiliated with us, it would be Hubbard Broadcasting. What's the toxic environment down there that allows this? And it's weird because we don't get that in general society, that same treatment. You get a rape in your building, the building is like, what happened? Everybody kind of feels it. The Eagles are like, oh, he's our backup, so... Like an injury. It's like you can just kind of put him on the IR for a little bit, get another guy in there to fill in, and we'll be fine. It's a strange kind of mixed up way we as society look at sports. Because you said the same thing I thought. It's like, what was he important? He raped somebody.
Yeah.
Is he important? No, he's just
doesn't
a backup.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. And you move on. It doesn't matter. He'll figure
it out. It matters the Eagles roster.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, if it was Jalen Hurts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If it's a starter, now right. It matters. Now you're like, oh, geez, well, what's going on with
they're
the
like,
Eagles?
We're not even going to defend them. Take them.
Right. If we've heard of them, suddenly the Eagles organization knew, and everybody, this backup, that we act like even the players on the team aren't real sure who he is because we don't know. Your backup offensive lineman raped somebody. Well, so what? And that's how we act. Oh, and that's fine. Doesn't affect gambling lines. We're good. But if Jalen Hurts raped somebody, suddenly it's a problem for the entire organization. And like, you know, the Texans didn't even have a rape. They just had the, you know, same as this, the accusations of sexual misconduct, and they had to throw their whole team away.
And there's a difference too. There's a good chance that Jane will be innocent. This guy, no shot.
This guy's guilty. Yeah. He's not getting the lawyers that Jalen's getting. He's not getting Deshaun's treatment where it's like, how many rapes? 55. Don't worry about it. The offensive lineman just went to jail for no reason at all.
Could I get one of those lawyers?
Yeah, you get Dan Fielding from Night Court over here. I'll take care of it. But yeah, it's weird because I heard it on the news yesterday in the sports. He's just a backup line. I mean, like everybody's dismissing the rape part to the game first. How does this affect the Super Bowl? I think it's a little bigger than that, but maybe that's just me. Is the rape going to make the gambling lines go down? What's the FanDuel thing say? What do we
they want a sizzle. Add a little sizzle to the story.
If it's one of the Kelce boys, if it's A.J. Brown, if it's a guy whose name is known or we've seen him and talked about him, even that Gainwell guy is getting some notoriety in the last couple of playoff games kind of nationally. Philly fans have known about him all year. But if he had it happen, he'd be like, oh, that hurts them. The rape should hurt any group of people that hang out together every day. I mean, if old Jer still worked here and he got popped for rape, even if he got popped for rape now, we'd probably get some. Did you know? Did you know he was a rapist? No, of course not. If I knew
not
that,
my man.
I knew this guy. Oh, don't start on that. We had a moment yesterday with
Magic
Brady.
Man.
But yeah, so Brady, Brett and I had a bet yesterday. One of our regular listeners for a long time. Came down, somehow snuck into the building, which makes
I don't know how he got in.
I don't either. And he's upstairs, and he walks by, and I recognize him, and I'm like, who let him up here? And he comes by, and he hands me a gift, and I'm like, how are you? And he goes, I want to come by for Brady's birthday and give him a gift. Brett's on the couch. I'm on my desk, and I look, and I'm like, that's really nice of you. And I said, here's the troubling part of this. He's not going to know your name. There is no way. And he's looking at me, what? Sure he will. He's known me for 10, 12 years. I'm like, yeah, he's not going to know your name, I can guarantee you. So make him say your name before him. Brett's like, he'll know your name. I'm like, I don't think he's going to know his name. Brady comes by with the greatest moment ever. Brady, what's his name?
I know it.
And then we're on. And it was on.
Kingfish, Kid Creole.
There's so much going on.
The mayor of Cincinnati.
Nope, his name.
Magic Man. The Magic Man.
Because he does a little magic on the side. And we're dying laughing because he just wouldn't say, I don't know. That's all we're looking for.
Give me an hour.
Your wife goes
give me an
by.
Hour.
And like, you've seen this guy, right?
Yeah, I don't know his name, though.
Like, immediately.
She owns it, at least.
She owned it. Brady was trying to guess names, making the guy feel even worse.
I was mad because I... I should know it.
But just
and
say.
And I blanked.
I don't know. I forgot. Because you tossing out Magic Man and My Man and the guy. And
so did you make it to like Picacho Peak or something before you remembered his name or what?
It was about 2 hours.
Yeah, we said
about
that.
2 hours.
We said you'd be on the drive down to Tucson going, Swiftbert! Dang it! And then sure enough, we get a text about 1:30. Swiftbert! That's him. Why didn't you just say, I don't know, and he'd go, I'm Swiftbert.
I said I'm blanking.
Yeah, but then you just, the winner's like, don't say anything. He's going to fire off every idea that's in his head.
Nah. Ben Franklin? The Pope of Greenwich Village? I don't remember. Rusty? I was shocked he was upstairs.
All of us were.
Yeah.
But that's when you have to really get into your, you know, sink down into
and
your sink
in
or
a,
swim mode.
Swiftbert courier outfit. You know,
he was not in
helmet.
Disguise.
Not
no, he was not in the helmet.
Usually he has
no.
A cape and
no.
Cards.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. That's your cartoon mind picturing that. Nope. He does magic. You remember that. You remember all of his everythings except one.
Magic Man. Magic Man. Don Mikoski. Copperfield. Doug Henning.
You said every word in the English language
Houdini.
Except Swiftbert.
Houdini. You're Houdini, brah.
Nope.
You're my magic man.
And it took about 8 to 10 minutes for Brett and I just laughing the whole time. Just go, just say you don't know. Brady's wife walks in.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I don't know your name.
Swiftbert, how are you? And it was over.
Magic man, my man. Chris Angel. CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. I'm going to say everybody.
He's not Carrot Top.
All right, let's go through maybe... Here's a starting lineup for the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. Are you Omar Marino? Tim Foley? Bill Madlock?
Just say you don't know.
Tecovy. Kent Tecovy. John Candelaria. Willie Stargell. I don't think that's you. Dave Parker. I know that's not you. Ed Ott. I have no idea. Bill Robinson. I've named the whole starting nine. Phil Garner. Are you Phil Garner?
It's just, it was hilarious to watch. Because the guy just knew it. I'm like, he's not in his normal setting. I think if we were at an event and Swiftbert wandered over to Brady, or at the golf tournament where he occasionally shows up, Brady'd be like, Swiftbert.
Were you assigned him?
But, yeah, I always said, I'm like, you know, Brady needs help. I say it every day. Do you need anything? I'm like, I'm covered. Brady's going to need help. Where's he? I have no idea. Just wander around until you see him. And then he always goes and finds you.
Magic
and he hangs out with you all day. And you still don't remember his name. But I knew him wandering these halls would baffle you. He doesn't belong here.
He's out of the element, yeah.
That's not where you guess a name. Kingfish, Kid Creole.
You nailed it.
The Magic Man. pretty much what we thought would happen. We went through a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to see him.
My man. Copperfield. Magic Man.
And sure enough, he came around.
It's the Magic Man.
We're dying. And you could see... Every ounce of Swiftbert's face just melting into,
he brought you a gift for your birthday.
Yeah.
That wasn't for the birthday.
That's what he said.
That poster he stole from the clubhouse at the golf tournament.
Oh, that's right.
Tennis
and
court or whatever it was.
Brady, Yvonne Lendl one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brady said,
he got me this awesome present once. This guy right here. The nameless man. The invisible man. Kevin Bacon.
Swiftbert!
Screamed it. How was your trip to Tucson? Wonderful, I'm sure.
Amazing.
Yeah. Did she play?
Went through...
Please tell me she got minutes.
Let's go over that. The way there.
How long? Hour and a half, at least?
Went through Globe?
Oral Valley's in Tucson.
So, yeah, so we went the 60.
Why?
To 79. It was an hour and... 40 minutes.
Oh, my God. Because you wanted to avoid the 10 or something?
Through Florence.
Wow. That seems like an excessive...
Well, he lives out that way, though, too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so it was a lot closer, because I just went with... I put the address in.
I gotcha.
And I said, let's go this route.
It's a beautiful drive.
It's much better than the Tucson drive, going down the I-10.
Yeah.
But a little unnerving on the way home. It's dark.
Oh, yeah, and there's no lights. That's a horrifying
You're blazing
road.
Down that two-lane road, you know, 80 or so, and there's coyotes on one side, a fox on the other, waiting for one to bolt out.
So you got that going. You get there about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Get there, Push Ridge, another Christian school.
Oh, okay.
And I thought we'd played them. No, we haven't.
Not Indians this time?
No.
Didn't destroy the natives this time?
No, 100%. I'll compare them a lot like Ohio State. They have amazing recruiting.
They're powerful.
They're a varsity girls team.
You watch that?
No. Oh. I just saw them. Kirby's game ends.
Yeah.
They come out for warm-ups. 6'4", 6'5", 6'6".
Big group.
Yeah. Amazons.
Good.
And I'm like, this will be 30-point blowout. I'm right. curious what the game
bombing.
Is. But Kirby, the JV team was pretty good, but Kirby did not sniff
she
the court.
She didn't play.
Oh, man.
You
and
drove.
I'm looking at Coach MK the whole time. Just like,
put her in for a minute.
It's my birthday today.
Put know. Her in for a minute.
There was no... They got killed.
They got killed, then garbage time.
That's
everybody
what I
gets time.
Too. I'm like, this
Even
is over.
Lupus got in.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
I mean, Lupus Jesus. Had to play.
Again, you have to understand, getting killed in JV women's is a 10-point spread.
That's
like, you're not going to get 10 points because they got 5 in the first half.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling Ronnie that. The odds of them, but they started to... They got it back within 6, and then...
Yeah, well, you're not going to rattle off a 10-point run if you can't do 5 in the first half. You're not going to all of a sudden go 10-0 in the next 5 minutes. That's awful.
It's tough.
Awful.
And I'm getting too involved.
I charge your gas.
You're just so frustrated. I'm like, you have to control expectations.
The drive. The drive. You lose control just having just knowing that you've
Birthday
got
a... Birthday dinner was in the...
I knew you'd stop for food. Sasmoto?
EG's?
No, it wasn't to go. Man. No, EG's. No, it was Molinito's. Yeah, man. Mexican restaurant.
Yuck. Double yuck. Anyway, that sounds awful.
It's okay.
Was Kirby punished?
No, because
she should have been.
She was eligible.
I don't
yeah,
care.
She still
she
is.
Been punished for
There's
putting
no,
you through that.
You know,
no, I'm saying was, just for the night. It's super punishment. Like all the way home, my dad would have yelled at me about how bad I am at the sport. And the reason I don't play is because I don't practice. I would have gotten an earful of his wasted time. And that's what you should have done. Make her feel guilty for not trying harder because you just took 3 hours out of your day to drive and watch her sit.
You feel a little egg on the face, too, because you look around the crowd and like there's one other parent here.
You guys are the only ones who care.
Yeah, and both kids did not get in the whole time. And you're the ones that show up.
Oh, the
so
other
I'm like,
parent.
You know what?
Yeah.
This is right. There shouldn't be so much pressure that you need to go to
You shouldn't. I don't know why you feel that.
You don't, but.
You do.
You're the one that does.
Does Kerberger put that heat on you? That she wants you there? Because all she had to say to you once is, if you're not there,
no,
I feel
terrible. No, she said either way. She was dreading the going back because she would have to wait for the other two games.
Did you drive her home?
Yeah.
All right. I'd have called her an Uber. Screw that.
Oh, that's brutal. So you don't have to sweat. She was not sweating.
You know, you're going there in hopes that the reason why I'm going is because this is the first time she's in a sport, and there's a chance she can get in to see.
Oh, my dad would never, ever let me hear
that no-hitter last night.
Yeah.
It's like, all
that's
right.
That's painful. My dad would have driven to Tucson to watch me not play a sport. All I'd have been told was, you're going to practice more. I'm not driving all over this state to watch you not play. There's something you're doing wrong. Oh, I'd have gotten an earful. Would have ended my upset, but I would have had to work harder because I wanted to play. That was the difference. She may not care. Like, it may not bother her either way.
2 minutes left in the game. Say you're the coach and you're down by 9.
Yeah, but it's only 20 to 11.
Right. What are you doing, though? What are you telling your players?
What do I say to the kids?
Yeah, because I'm going with this. I go, you keep fighting, but you get the ball, go down there. Start bombing threes.
Shoot
Don't
fast.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Shoot fast.
Yeah.
Nope. It's set up. Let's keep what we're practicing.
Yeah.
Set up play. Oh, so you just want to get a couple of buckets and call it a night.
You're trying
to
a new coach.
Fundamentals.
You got to win.
Yeah. Well.
You need a new coach.
Yeah. You got to teach them that. But she also
I mean,
knows.
I understand where she's coming from. And there's also, it's not like they can, that level, it's even tough for the girls to get off a,
Look,
a three-pointer.
One rebounder in and your shooters, if you've got them at all. Well, it's girls' basketball. You put one rebounder in and
Again,
a shooter.
Missing element.
Yeah. You get the and you get what you take
but
what the defense
did.
Gives
they,
you.
They had Push Ridge
had some shooters. What was the final score?
Had Wes Unsel underneath
did?
The rim.
Oh my goodness.
Just pulling down board after board. Whenever
It's a timely reference, Brady. That's for girls basketball especially. The great Wes Unsel comparison.
Well, I looked at I went scanned through all the bodies I know in the NBA.
She was the most
the
like Wes.
Match.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, I could have gone Billy Poults or something
That's
like that, but.
Terrible. Yeah. Nobody's going to know you. People are struggling with Wes Unsel. I don't, Billy Poults is not a thing. World be free. I mean, why not just throw that out there? Anyway, Well, congratulations on what a wasted birthday you had yesterday. Wow. And because it's Groundhog's Day, guess what? Brady gets to do it again tomorrow.
Got another game tomorrow?
Got another game tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Yeah, that's the punishment.
I'm done with this garbage.
Anyway, congratulations. Oh, Brett, high five. No kids.
Renaissance, thank looking, you, Dr. It's Lynn. Looking good, Brett. They got it all set up.
Oh, you went by the Renaissance? Yeah. Oh, my God. Here we go. It's beautiful. Well, we'll get this all together for Brady and
I'd rather go there.
Perk him back up a little bit.
I almost parked.
Ruined birthdays. Ruined birthdays. Yikes. Kirby, you should try harder so Daddy doesn't have to drive for 3 hours to not to watch you sit down. He does that every day. You watch her sit around the house every day. You just drove to do it. Ugh, embarrassing. I'm mad at her. I'm mad at her for you. I'll be the hard parent here. Kirby, this is your fault. Your lack of effort and energy put into the sport made it so Daddy wasted his birthday.
It's actually a good birthday.
You can't have a moment.
I got the most gifts I've gotten in a while.
Right. And then ruined by that thing in the middle. Stop acting like that was awesome. It wasn't.
Awesome,
no,
John.
It wasn't. My man.
The hour and 40-minute ride. Did you break out the Sasmoto?
You had to.
No.
What?
I don't even know why you have it.
You turn it in.
Yeah, turn it back in to somebody who needs it. A person in need. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.